All right, here we go. And today's Wednesday, November 15th. And yesterday, stocks had their best day since April after the CPI inflation report came out better than expected. And today, the PPI report was released. So, any more good news from there? How will stocks react? And how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heitkotter. This super smart guy over there, camping out in a cabin in Bodega Bay, is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, before we look at the markets, Mark, I mean, nice backdrop.
Yes, Marcus, wish you were here since I know it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Marcus. Thanks, hope, man. It's a fantastic one for you. But yeah, I decided to head to the coast to our place and enjoy a little time out here.
Hey, I love it. And by the way, before we get started looking at the markets, thank you so much because yesterday a big box arrived from Snake River Farms with some amazing fillets, Wagyu fillets. So really appreciate it here. So thanks, man.
Yeah, glad they arrived.
With the steak, so therefore, I appreciate that you're sending me some.
That's exactly it. I figure you've sent me enough steaks. It was my turn plus a little birthday surprise.
It's really awesome. All right, talking about birthday surprises, I mean, yesterday the markets gave us a really nice surprise, having the best day since April, and today it seems that there's a little bit of a follow-through.
Yeah, nice move. Definitely a nice follow-through, pushing through 4,500 there for the S&P 500. Really stocks higher across the board, and this is where more inflation data came out that was positive.
Yeah, so let's talk about, we talked about it since last week, that this week is the busy week for inflation data. Yesterday, the CPI came out much better than expected. Today, a huge, huge surprise when it comes to the PPI here. I mean, look at this. The PPI actually showing deflation.
Yeah, this is nice here. CPI is normally the bigger, more important report here, but PPI also something that investors are going to look at. And you see that there, minus 0.5% rather than the 0.1% increase that was expected. That's a big difference.
That's a big difference. And here's why this is significant. There are several components in the PPI that are also flowing over into the PCE report. And that is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. Now, we have two more weeks until this is being released. But this is where this morning markets are liking it. Although I must say, if you look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, initially the reaction was, what the heck? I mean, first we saw this is when the report was being released. And at first we were going up, then moving lower actually before traders right now saying, okay, we think it's still good news.
Yeah, that's a wild reaction. But at the same time, we also had retail sales coming out that was stronger than expected. So I don't know if it was, okay, the economy is still running kind of strong and maybe the Fed can keep things higher longer because retail's looking good. I mean, don't get me wrong, inflation was definitely in the spotlight this week. But look at that, core retail sales up a tick versus the drop that was expected. And retail sales down 0.1%, but minus 0.3% was the expectation.
Yeah, and also we look if you look at the Empire State Manufacturing Index, I mean, this is getting better again, 9.1 versus previous month, minus 4.6 and expected minus 3.3. So as you said, it shows that the economy is heating up or the economy is still strong. On the one end, that's good news. It points to a soft landing, especially since it appears that inflation is now coming down.
And that's the thing. I think that, you know, we talked about it yesterday in our mastermind call. I do think that the Fed's really excited about this data and something that they probably expect. but they're going to push the envelope and want to keep things a little bit higher as long as they can to really help inflation. So probably keeping rates elevated a month later than investors actually want. And maybe that positive news for the economy, retail sales better, manufacturing better, is part of the move and initial reaction today.
Yeah, so we can look at the probabilities here, and this is where we talked about it yesterday. It is almost 100% probability that the Feds will keep the rates the same in the next meeting. That's coming up in a few weeks, and also that traders are right now thinking that the Fed is done. Nothing has changed. Still betting that in May they will start lowering rates. I believe that it will be later than May. I mean, this is where Paula said it all along. Rates are here to stay higher for longer, and traders saying, "Yeah, now it will not." So I think that we're probably looking for a rate decrease in the second half of the year.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the economy strong, jobs okay. As long as we don't go into a recession that would be worrisome for the Fed, I think they can keep rates the same. Not, I think they're done raising, but they can keep rates the same for the May meeting, even maybe the June. And traders have been overly optimistic this whole time with the Fed
Yeah,
funds.
I agree. All right, so let's see. Looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we are trading at session highs. However, we are pulling back a little bit right now. So it seems that after the fireworks yesterday, I honestly think yesterday was definitely an overreaction, don't you think?
I mean, it was a big move there, pulling back a little bit towards the end of the day. I don't know. I think it was, can we get a pullback? Sure, but I think that what we saw yesterday, the market, we were due for something like that in the markets.
Yeah, but we also need to consider the stake zone here, right? So the stake zone is our bet that we have going on, that I
Can't
say
move too
by
high.
the end of the year, the S&P is at 4,500 plus minus 30 points. So we were getting to the upper range of the
Yeah, you
stake
don't
zone here.
want
Huh?
that. You don't want that.
Okay, let's take a look at a few individual stocks. I mean, yesterday, solar stocks had a phenomenal day. Let's see, we had Enphase yesterday being up. What? Yesterday it was 10% or something like this. Let me look at my notes. 13%, 13% yesterday, followed by an almost 6% move up higher. Also, SEDG that got beaten up yesterday, up 10%, today another 5.6%.
And this is where, again, I believe that this sell-off in solar was a little exaggerated. I don't think it's going anywhere, and these companies I don't think are going anywhere. So it's just a matter of where buyers step in and see value here. And with the idea that inflation is coming down, it's in the right trajectory, and that higher rates longer campaign or discussion is now potentially coming to an end, where traders think, "Hey, maybe the Fed will cut sooner." That's definitely helping solar.
Yeah. So, I mean, we will talk about our positions, CSIQ, but boy, yesterday, what a move. Look at this. I mean, at some point, down 15%, ending the day up plus 3%. I mean, this
That was
is,
crazy.
that's crazy. So, today we see a little bit like, okay, they're not following the others because they did report a much worse than expected earnings yesterday. This is why they were down, but a huge reversal here today. A little bit across against the grain here, moving lower. I'm not surprised because after an 18% move, yeah, that's okay with me. I take
Yeah.
yesterday's move.
And that's the thing, on a percentage basis, they probably moved the most out of all of the solar companies. It's just they started deeper in the red because of the earnings reaction.
All right, before we take a look at our positions, there is Target reporting earnings and holy cannoli. I mean, up and away. Look at this Target right now, up 17.5%.
That huge earnings report for Target. Look at that. They reported $2.10 a share versus the $1.47 that was expected. Revenue was also better, but that's a huge difference on their EPS.
Yeah, we know that Target, because if you look at it, I mean, Target got beaten up over the past year because they said that they have too much inventory. So if you look at this, I mean, Target, it started last year where they said, well, we accumulated too much inventory. And this is where we had this huge drop. Then we were going sideways. More concerns here, but it seems that they are getting the inventory problem under control.
Sure looks like that. Traders like what they had to say anyway.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's take a look at our positions, shall we? So,
Let's do it.
starting here with CSIQ, and yeah, we talked about it yesterday more extensively, my 12-minute trade that I had yesterday. I'm still looking for a potential rescue mission, but I want to see that we are settling here. So I'm considering a rescue mission around 19. I just want to see where we settle in here after this huge move yesterday.
Yeah, I'm with you, Marcus. And right now, not a whole lot of premium on the 19 puts. The 20 puts for next week have some decent premium, but nothing like what you got yesterday on that brilliant and well-timed trade there at the open.
Yeah, well, it worked out really great, and I am okay to fly a rescue mission at 20, just not today yet, because I
Sure.
really want to see how this shakes out. If we can push lower, I mean, if we can push lower and we see some decent premium in the 19, that's great. If we are, it's now staying above 20, which previously had been some support before it got broken. I'm okay flying a rescue mission at 20 here as well. I just want to see where we end up after this huge move.
I'm with you.
All right. So IWM, I mean, not much to do. I got assigned last week. I sold calls. This was at 169. Right now at 181. I mean, this is where I could close the position. You talked about it. You did something like this in what was it? Goldman Sachs a couple of weeks ago? I can't remember XOM.
Yeah, it was XLM.
Yeah. But here, I mean, I just let myself get called away here. I'm absolutely fine. This is a kind of a perfect picture perfect wheel trade that we had here.
Beautiful. Nice open yesterday and a little follow through. Looking good. Or 2 days ago.
Yeah. So NEE a little bit all over the place today. So NEE yesterday also really strong day. Today came out of the gate swinging, pulling back a little bit, down 0.1% right now. So we will see where this ends up when the dust settles. But I really like that now the trend line seems to be intact again.
I like this follow through, and that right now is it really a picture perfect uptrend off of those lows. Where since those lows were established in October, we're making higher highs on those rallies, and we're not seeing lower lows on the dip. So let's go, NEE.
Yeah. So then PNC yesterday, monster day for PNC. Look at this. And then today, with another follow through, another 2% tacking on. And this is where we are actually getting back into levels where we can start considering selling calls. I mean, not quite there yet, but maybe with a little push higher, this is starting to look good. I mean, you could sell calls at what, the 135? That's your cost basis?
136.
136.
But you know where we're trading right now?
Yeah, 129.55.
At my break even.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. Yeah, my break even is a little bit higher, but that's awesome, dude. I mean, this
Loving this move. Yeah. I mean, this is
yeah.
I think PNC's solid. I think we'll be above 136 by the end of the year.
Yeah. So we should be able to get out of this one maybe this year or beginning of next year. Let's see what happens there. And then UPS also having a great day. I mean, today up 2%. And again, we were talking about CSIQ 18%, Enphase, we're talking here about 5%, and but for UPS, I mean, 2%, 2.5% is a big move for UPS. And what I really, really, really like here is that we broke above the 145.
I was just going to say that. I think more importantly than the percent move is dip on earnings.
You were breaking up for a moment where he said, more important than the move is, and then you were dramatic pause.
I was saying more important than that percent move is the break to the upside above those highs, right? And next target is that 152.50, 157.50 zone. And I think that's within striking distance.
Yeah. So nothing to do for us since we are in five positions. So I'm okay with this. Again, I could close the IWM trade because right now there's no more time value in my option. So I could probably just close out the whole trade to free up a position. But on an up day like this, where everything is still really, oh, look at this, Amazon is down. But I mean, indices are up 0.4%. So yep. I didn't see anything super exciting to trade. So therefore, I just let it run, especially with today being my birthday. I don't want to be glued to the markets all day.
That sounds like a wonderful plan, Marcus. Enjoy the day.
And I know that you will enjoy a wonderful day out there. What are the temperatures out there in Bodega Bay?
It's a little bit on the cool side. And we got here late last night. I know we're going to get a little rain, but I just have to check here just for fun. And right now it's 55 degrees. So it's going to be low 60s.
All right. All right. Well, nice brisk winter day or fall day, autumn day, whatever you call it. So looking at the markets again, S&P right now seems to be stalled. We are trading close to highs of the day, but also, I mean, this 4,500 level, let's see, yesterday it acted kind of as resistance. Let's see if it acts as support today. Yes. Do you expect the S&P to stay positive today or negative? Go negative.
I think we'll stay positive, but we're not going to run away from here.
I absolutely agree. I'm with you. I think that we will definitely stay above 4,500, which is above yesterday's closing price, that this acts as support. And then we'll see. I mean, there's not much else going on this week if you look at the economic calendar. So tomorrow, unemployment claims, but I think right now the focus has shifted to inflation reports. However, yep. If there's a huge surprise, markets will react. And then on Friday, pretty much nothing. So we are going into a slow week next week with it being the Thanksgiving week and not much going on here. And also looking ahead next week, not a whole lot. Look at this. I mean, super, super, super light economic calendar. We still will see the FOMC meeting minutes, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I would expect low volume, not a whole lot going on next week. Perfect time to take a little break.
Yeah, spend some time with the family. Exactly. Hey, you enjoy your time there. If you enjoyed this show, give us a like, because as you can see, Mark is doing it while being on vacation. I'm doing it on my birthday. I think that we deserve a like. If you believe that this was valuable, feel free to share this. If you're new to the channel, hit subscribe and the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we go live again. And we will be live back here tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.